Okay, today's daf is Psachim Daf Mem Gimel, as we continue in Perek Elu Ovrin, which we started yesterday. Perek, the beginning of this Perek is all about Ta'arobes Chametz and Kedei Achilas Pras, and Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow's daf starts one of the major sugyas in the Masechta, and that is Hetem Mitzarif La'Isser and Tam Ke'iker, which we have discussed earlier in the Masechta, but the next daf is the major place where it comes up. So we're on Membez. Just one correction from yesterday. I think I missaid it, that the three and the four, like we have in our Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek, of the four items that are named four countries, the Kutach HaBavli, Sheikhar Madai, V'chulu, and the three, the first four are the Ta'aruvos, Ta'aruvos Chametz, as we'll see B'Hashem today, and the next ones are the Chametz Noksha, the inedible items on our list. I think I might have said it the opposite yesterday, but that's the way it works, as we'll B'Hashem see today. Okay, says the Gemara on Mem Beis Amid Beis. We are two lines from the bottom. We've just explained the seven items in the Mishnah. And then we have the last line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Af Tachshite Nashim. Tachshite Nashim are also included. Different items that a woman would wear, so ornaments. The question is, Tachshite Nashim Salkataitach? Ask the Gemara, what's wrong with Tachshite Nashim? Right, the rouge and makeup and other besamim spices, right, that's not chametz. So what does Rabbi Eliezer mean? That Af Tachshite Nashim. Sela'ema Af Tipule Nashim. It means the tipule nashim, the types of pastes, like we spoke about yesterday, that are put on in order to remove some hair. Damar of Yehuda Marav, that has chametz in it. Benos Yisrael shehigiu lepirka, and velo higiu lishanim. Young girls who have already started physically maturing, but they haven't reached the age of 12 years old yet, and they haven't reached the age of maturity yet. The issue is that they were somewhat embarrassed if they have developed already hair on their bodies, even though they're not old enough yet, so it's somewhat embarrassing. They want to remove it. So how do they remove it? So Benosa Niyam Toflo Sosan Basid, the poor girls would remove it with this type of limestone, which is not chametz at all. Benosa Shirim Toflo Sosan Basoles, but the more affluent girls would remove it with a type of flour mixture. And that was chametz, and that's what's being referred to by Rebbe Eliezer, by the Af Tachshite Nashim. Finish this. Benos Melachim B'Shemen Hamor. And the Benos Melachim even use Shemen Hamor, a type of oil. Shneamar, as it says in the beginning of Esther, Shisha Chadasha B'Shemen Hamor. My Shemen Hamor, what is that? Rav Huna Bar Yirmiya Omar Stakas. Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba Omar Shemen Zayit Shlohei Vishlish. Oil that has not achieved, the olives were not a third ripe yet. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Anpikinin. Anpikinin is Shemen Zayis Shlohei Vishlish. Anpikinin is Shemen Zayis that has not reached a third yet. Uvalama Sachin Oso, why was it used? Vedeshe Meshir Esasei or Ma'adin Esabasar? Because it removes the hair and makes the flesh shine. So that's what they used to use in order to remove the hair and make the flesh look good. Rashi, by the way, notes Sitakas. Rashi says, Lo is Parish. I'm not exactly sure what Satakas is, even though Rashi Menachas explains that it's a type of balsam, but that's Rashi here. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Mesachas Brachas, around Daf Chafei or so, lifts off in Gilyon HaShas, about 25 places in Shas where Rashi quotes, I don't know. Here's one of them, Lois Parish. I'm not sure where it should be explained. Good. 2 points. Number one, when we're talking about the girls reaching the age of maturity and the ingredient of Sa'aros, we know Alpi Halacha, a boy or a girl require two ingredients in order to be a gadol lahalacha. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Nun Hey, first place where it's discussed in terms of being a gadol, right? Where beforehand we just have tzitzis and tefillin, and but wait, here you come to Hilchos Brachos, we get into El Kaddish, and you need a minyan. So this is where godless is spoken about for the first time in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Nun Hey Sif Hey. Im lo hevish de Cyrus, if there is no physical maturity, the boy did not bring two hairs. Afilu hu gadol bashanim, even if he is of age, we know for sure that he's 13 years old. Dino kakatan, he has the status of a katan. Ache yetsu rosh tosav, until most of his years have passed, and in that way, and he still has not brought shanim. As far as hu saris, as we know, if he gets much older, then we realize he's never bringing hairs. But if he is old enough and he has not brought, then we treat him like a katan. But, says the Ramah, ein medmiu, ein medaktikin besiris. We're not medaktik to figure out does he have, does he not have. Ella, we rely on what's called chazaka de rabba. The chazaka of rabba that we assume if a boy has shanim, that he also has simanim. Kol shehigia lechal shnosav machzakinan oso kegadol. We assume we're machzakim to be a gadol. Va'omrim linyan zeh mistama hevishtei Cyrus. We say mistama he brought to Cyrus. That's the based on the chazaka the rabba, and the Ramah here is quoting the Maharik in a tshuva in Sharish Memtes. Right, that's the halacha of chazaka the rabba. Halacha lamaisa, we rely on chazaka the rabba. The Ramah here is in the context of minyan for kaddish. We rely on chazaka the rabba that if there were shanim, we assume there were simanim for dinim dirabanan. Dinim dirabanan, to be used for a minion. Right, that's the language of the Ramah here. If you're medayikin it, machzakinin oso kegadol va'omrim le'inyin zeh mistameh hevishtei Cyrus. What's le'inyin zeh? The Mishnah Berurah explains. Rosel omar le'inyin tefila shimi dirabanan. And even according to the Dasa Poska that is daraisa, sirif asara, the need, even if you want to say davening is daraisa, the need for a minion is darabanan. Maybe there's only one exception, the Rosh writes in brachas, maybe Parsha Zachar requires a minion daraisa, but other than that, davening with a minion is a din darabanan. Al-Kain, Sabchinan, Al-Zev, Yamrinan, and we say, Kivish, Abalach, Al-Shnosav, Mistameh, Evishtei Cyrus. That's what we hold. The Roban Hashim, because most people have Rosh Dei Cyrus at this time. But we do not rely on Chazaka the Rabba for Dinim de Oraisa. So we allow a Katan to daven for the Amud and to be Mezamein, all Dinim de Rabbanan. But would we allow a Katan, or not a Katan, a Gadol that we're not sure about? Would we allow him to blow? We would not allow him to blow shofar for the tzibur. We would not allow him to lame parsha zachar if there's a bar mitzvah boy getting bar mitzvah the parsha of parsha zachar, parsha tetzave, whatever it is. He can lame the whole laning, but he cannot do maftir according to most because the chazak of the rabba only works for the rabbanans and not by daraisas. One might say, okay, but if it's a bar mitzvah boy, so why don't we send him to a pediatrician and check? And check, and in that way, he'll be able to lay maftir. The answer is because if he doesn't have, that he won't even be able to do his parsha. Because then for sure we know. We rely on chazaka the rabba for the rabbanans, and that's what generally we do not do bedikos. Again, some, I've heard of stories that they do, but generally, the minhag olam is not to be bodik, and we just do not allow a katan to be involved in mitzvos de oraisos. That's number one, relating to our Gemara about the girls who had the opposite. They had syros, and they did not have shanim, and this is what they tried to do to remove them. Number one. Number two, shemen amor. What is this shemen amor type of oil? If you look in the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, the first mitzvah the Rambam talks about in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash is the shemen amishcha, the oil that was made special to be used at the Beis HaMikdash for various reasons, for chinuch purposes. Says the Rambam, mitzvahs asei la'asos shemen hamishcha sheyemuchan ledvarim shetzvichin mishicha bo. So mitzvahs asei to make the shemen amishcha. Not to only to use it, it's not a hechsher mitzvah, it is a mitzvah itself, to make the Shemana Mishcha, so it's mukhan, it's prepared to be used for whatever is needed. Shene'emar, v'yasisa oso shemen mishchas kodesh. V'kacha aseo Moshe Rabbeinu b'midbar, and this is how Moshe Rabbeinu made it, in the midbar. He took mor, that's the first one on our list, we have Shemana mor, mor, kinemon, kida, and he took a little of each of these, and he mixed it together, then he took the other ones, it's describing it's described, quoting from the Gemara, the Brisa, the beginning of Masechas Krisus on Daf Hey, where he discusses how much you have to grind it for chulu. Wonderful. Then in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam goes through what are each of these. But the Rambam starts off with more. Mor hu hadam hatsarur b'chaya shebahodu hayadu alako. It's the blood that is collected in the chaya from hodu, the Indian chaya, wild animal, that's known, lakol shem is basimbo b'nei adam b'chomakam. It's known as a beautiful, has a very aromatic smell, and therefore, this is what we use, right, from the dam atzarur b'chaya. That is what mor is. And the Rambam goes through what the others are. The Ravid says, I can't believe that. Mor is from a chaya's blood? And that's in the Shemana Mishcha in the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, Ein Daiti Mekabeles, Sheyachnisu B'maisa HaKod Hektish, Dam Shum Chaya Ba'olam. Kol Shekein Dam Chaya Temeya. Surely a non-kosher animal, the blood of a non-kosher animal is in the Shemana Mishcha. Aval, says the Ravid, I argue, Hamor Hu Hamor B'Shir Hashirim, what's said in the fifth parak in Shir Hashirim, Basi Lagani Achosi Kala Arisi Mori Im Besami, Rez Mori, V'humi Min Esev, Omi Min Elon, V'Recho Nodev. It's not from an animal, says the Ravid. Oh, it's from a type of plant. That's what it is. Aye. So what would the Rambam answer? The Rambam is asking just not a kasha from a text, but which is usually, he says, how can the Rambam say this is against the Gemara, it's against the Medrash. Here the Rambam is just saying, I can't believe it. This would be in the base of Mikdash dam from a non-kosher animal. So all the Mefarshim help the Rambam's cause. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Yesh Lomar, Shekivon Shenishtana Mitzuras Dam V'Nase Ka'afar Ba'alma. It's totally changed. It is from this Chaya, but it's totally changed its form. It was made into dust, and then it was used, so that's something, it's something totally new. Lami Yigara, so the Ketzer Mishnah says, because it's totally changed form, it is acceptable. Says the Radvaz, also trying to explain the Raya, but he says, first of all, who says it's a non-kosher Chaya? Maybe it's a kosher Chaya. V'shem Chaya Tahori. We don't know what it is. Maybe it's a Chaya Tahora. V'yim ebneishu dam Chaya, v'lo matzinu dam Chaya shenichas l'mikdash. And if you want to say, well, we never have any other dam of Chayas that go into the Mikdash, even kosher ones, lo kosher. No problem. And then he says, like the Ketzer Mishnah, Klau, Shekfar, Lokasha Klau, Shekfar Nizbata Mitaraz Dam, V'nifsan Miyos Ochel, V'chazer Liyos Ofer Ba'alma. And that's, so we have three answers. We have, maybe it's a tar, maybe it's totally changed. V'od, and then he says, She'ein enemy mamasho shol davar, elame hareach, v'reich alam milsi. And also, we're not getting benefit from the blood itself, it's just from the smell of the blood. And they said, and the smell is not halakhically significant. Ume'elu ata'amim anumatirim lasis oso b'mir kachos ane'achalos v'lo re'inu mishe'ya'er b'davar. V'kajigem b'mikdash lo hayalenos bo l'mshoach o l'reach haktores v'reach ein bo me'ilu. Okay, the Rai, the Kesef Mishnah, the Radvaz, all defending the Shita of the Rambam. Again, what is more, as we have here in our Gemara. We continue. Says the Gemara, Ze'akla, Koshu Min Dagon. So we get now to the last lines of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, anything that is Min Dagon, that is a what type of grain, one violates on Pesach. One is over on Pesach. Tanya, Amar Yeshua, V'chimiacher Sheshaninu, Koshu Min Dagon, Ari is over on Pesach. Once we have that last line of the Mishnah, Lama Manu Chachamim Es Elu, once you have this line, that all mini dagon you violate. Why do you have to have all these examples for? Tosas explains, why do you need 7 examples? Just give 2 examples. Top line in Tosas. To lohavi lashmina ne latreminayu. Chad lenoksha be'ene v'chadai de tarobes. Why don't we discuss just 1 example? 1 of the 4 and 1 of the 3. What do you have to give 7 examples for? Ask the Gemara. Answer is, kedei sheyehe ragil bohenu shmos ubishmosehen. Because when it comes to chametz, we don't like to take chances. We'd like everybody to be ragil in the names and what exactly are the ingredients and everything so that they don't come to the isra of chametz. Kihat, just for like the following story, tiyahu bar ma'arava, ikla labavel, there was a certain man from Eretz Yisrael that came to Bavel, havi bistra baden, he brought his own meat with him. He didn't trust the kashrus. Amar lahu, krivu li maskilta. Could you give me, please, something to eat? A condiment. You know, you have any ketchup, you have any mustard, you have anything that I can eat my meat with. Shama ta ka'amrit, he heard them say, krivu le kutach. You know, please bring him some kutach. Here's kutach. He knows what kutach is because of our Mishnah. Kivan de shama kutach, pirish. Here's kutach. Kutach, it has milk in it. And that's why, only because he knew all of these items, was he able to save himself from violating Basal B'chalav. And that's why it's a good idea to be ragil bahen ubu shmosehen, says the Gemara. Okay, so now we're up to the issue, the discussion of Tarovas and Nuksha. As we started off this parak, there are 2 discussions in our Mishnah. Tarovas chametz, which is, you have real chametz, and it's mixed in with other ingredients. That's Tarovas. Noksha, or Nuksha, is chametz that is inedible. Inedible. It is not ro'i la'achilas adam. The Prima Gadim, in the beginning of Psicha Kolelas and Perek Beis, he discusses different types of chametz nuksha. Either way, it's something for us that it's ra, Rashi's Lashon and Menachas is eino ro'i la'achila. And the Magen Avram is Meir, in the beginning of Taf Mem Beis, that Nuksha was always inedible. It's not that you had real food that became inedible, because then, as we discussed earlier in the Masechta, you would need Eino Roi L'Achilas Kelef. If it's real food and it had to lose its shame ochel and shame chametz, it has to go all the way Eino Roi L'Achilas Kelef. This is something, you know, from the beginning, that it's not ra'ui la'achilas adam, and therefore it's nuksha, and it is not full-fledged chametz. Good. Just before we even get in, there is a question about taroves that's quoted here in the Chashuk Yechemet. Right? It's a question of the one of the World War II Chuvas B'Ma'amakim type of questions. Sheila, Bizman HaShoah, there was a group of Jews in one of the ghettos that had some flour to bake matzahs with somehow. Kemakar lefias matzah, they just didn't have enough. Lohaya masvik l'chol kvutzal, etzorach achilas k'sayas matzah. They didn't have enough. So one of the Yehudim, though, had chametz flour. A little bit of chametz flour. And there were a couple of questions. They had to get rid of it. He had to get rid of it because it's chad, so it would be bal rabbi matzai, right? You have to get rid of this. But they had a chance to be able to mix in the flour that was going to be used for matzah, the good flour, and chametz flour, and it would have been batel into the larger mixture. It was only a little bit, but that would have been enough to be mashlim the shear. His topic, the question was, ha'em uchayav levaro, do you have to just get rid of it, period? And then, memela, you won't have enough for matzah, you can't sell it to a guy in this situation. Or there is another idea that they thought of. Why don't we mix it all together? The narviach bekiflayim, and we'll gain. Number one, we won't have to throw out the chametz. We won't have to throw out the flour because of pikuach nefesh. Anyway, they needed the food, and they won't violate it because it would be batel. And number two, they'll have enough matzahs for Pesach. So there are a couple of questions here. Number one, we know the principle usually is ein mevatel nisal chachila. You're not allowed to take an isser and be mevatel chachila. Bitol works b'di'eved. If it happens, we mentioned the Pesachei Tshuva earlier in the Masechta that says bitol is a din d'arais, and if you don't rely on bitol, choshish chashina shemapi karasu. Right? Bitol, if something is batel, b'shishim, whatever it is, so the halacha is that it's batel and it's mutter. You're not allowed to be mevatel l'chachila, though. I can't take some treif, I can't take some milk and put it in less than 1/60. Ein mevatel nisal chachila. Rove assume, most assume this is an issa d'rabban, and there's a rivid in the Isser Mashahu, the couple of pages that are printed with the Rashba's Torah Sabayis, the rivid in his little ma'amar called Isser Mashahu, he says that it's an issa d'araisa. Issa d'araisa to be mevatel nisal chachila. But either way, that is the halacha. The question is here, so is this considered bitul nisal chachila? They're taking chametz before Pesach and putting it in. Is that called, it's not usher yet. So is that called bitul nisal chachila? And as we learned earlier, back at Daf Lamed, Chavtas Mabez Daf Lamed, chametz before Pesach is not usher b'mashahu. It's batel. Only on Pesach might be usher b'mashahu. So that is question number one. So Rav Zilberstein deals with this question and he quotes, machlokas achronim, whether, this would apply in our circumstance. It's not usher yet. Chametz is not usher. Verova poskim hold that no, since de ma'ariv adaita de le'echol osam Pesach, and b'shas atchach efshar lismach al mekilin, says the Mishnah Berura. And number one, there's no greater shas atchach than this circumstance. So there wouldn't be an issue of bitul iser lechachila. Then the question is, are you mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu in this circumstance of destroying chametz? We've said tashbisu can be fulfilled by burning it, by throwing it into the wind, by throwing it into the river, and we even mentioned a machlokas rishonim earlier on Daf Chavches and Chavtes about the Baal HaMor and the Ramban, whether eating, the Baal HaMor's lashon is ein lecha hashbasa gedola mizu, right? Eating it, would that be considered hashbasa? So what about in this case being mevatel it? Is there a kim of tashbisu by bitol chametz baros? That itself also, he quotes a machlokas achronim, the Nodeh Bihuda assumes that you were not mekayim in the mitzvah of tashbisu because it's still there. You just don't recognize it. It's somewhere in the mixture. While the Avnei Nezer assumes that no, it is good enough. So that's question number two, what you would say in this case. And number three, what about the mitzvah of matzah? Is it mitztarif l'kashir? This is what we get into on tomorrow's daf. Heter mitztarif l'isser, itzer mitztarif l'heter. Once something is batel, and can it work here? Says the Chashuk Yechemet, I think it does work here. Tzorach la'arev es hachametz. Kivin shem lo ya'arbevu oso sheish lo sakem hachachamutza yochal chametz b'pesach. If it's there, in our circumstance, you're going to have to eat it. There's no choice of throwing it out. Because if you pikuach nefesh, you're going to have to eat. So either you put it in the matzah and you eat it as matzah, or you eat it as chametz and you're allowed to because of pikuach nefesh, and therefore You can't put it in there. If it's more than shishim, then 100%, tzrichim la'arbi v'rak, kamash tzrichim bishvil ha'shishim. And the rest, yofu b'nefrad, and if you need to eat it, you need to eat it. Anyway, either way, he's making, obviously, you saw kedoshim heim in the most trying of circumstances, trying to fulfill the dvar Hashem. Okay, so now we continue with the Gemara. Hara'ilu ba'asar. So the last line of the Mishnah had said that anything that is min dagan, one violates on Pesach, but one does not get karis. For the items in our Mishnah, there is no karis. Right, for the nuksha and the taroves, as we will see. So, says the Gemara, mantana, the chametz dagin gamara de taroves, the nuksha be'eni belav. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that one violates an isidaraisa by these items, but you don't get karis for it, right? Ha'ilu ba'ashara ve'in bo'mishum karis, says the Mishnah. So who says that? Who says that if you have real full-fledged chametz, but it's just in a mixture, it's an isidaraisa to eat it, but there's no karis, and nuksha is inedible, again, asur, but no karis. So 2 days in the Gemara. Fascinating that these 2 days are opposites. They go in opposite directions in terms of svara. As we'll see, let's lay them out. Number one, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda the Amora says, Amar Rav, Rabbi Meirhi. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda the Talmud of Rav, the Talmud of Shmuel. Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav, says, it's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Ditanya, what does Rabbi Meir say? The Brisa says, Si'ur Yisaref, not Sa'or, Si'ur. Si'ur is something that was not, you have some dough that was not leavened fully. Shalonis Chametz Kol Tzarcho. Si'ur Yisaref, that must be burned. It's already, we consider it showing signs of chimetz. V'nos no lakalbo, and you could give it to your dog. V'ha'ochlo barbam, and if you eat it, you get malchus. What does that brisa mean? Hagufakasha. Amart si'ur yisarev. The first one of the brisa says si'ur must be burned. Alma asr bana, so meaning it's already chametz, and it's asr bana. V'hadr tani v'nos no lefnei kalbo, and the next line says you could give it to your dog. Alma mutr bana. So this si'ur, is it mutr, is it asr bana? So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, this is what it means. We have to know a little bit from later on. Later on we're going to have a machlokas. What is si'ur? What are the beginning signs of chimutz? If you look in the Mishnah on Mem Ches Amud Beis for a minute, the Mishnah asks, Ezehu si'ur? What is si'ur? Says the Mishnah, Kekarnei Chagavim. When the cracks start looking like the horns of grasshoppers, right? The name of the sefer about grasshoppers by Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Kani Chagavim. Siduk is cracks, and it's arvus dagan zebazeh. That's a further stage that the cracks not only look like Kani Chagavim, but they're connected to each other. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. V'chachamim omer and the chacham say no. Both of those are chayev kares, right? Even the first stage, chachamim who are Rabbi Meir, that's chayev kares. And Meir has an earlier stage of chimutz. Kel shech sifu panav, when it starts just getting whitening and pale as it gets baked, that's the stage of si'ur, which is not fully chametz, but Rabbi Yehuda's si'ur is Rabbi Meir's chametz. That's already chametz already. So, with that background of the machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, now we go back to our Gemara. So, again, our Brisa asks, what is this Brisa talking about? The first line says, seer is, must be burned, and then it says you can give it to your dog. Answers the Gemara, hachi ka'amar, seer yisareif, derebi meir, lerebi meir, derebi Yehuda, lerebi Yehuda. Seer must be burned, respectively, whatever your shita is. Rebi Meir's shita is one, and Rebi Yehuda's shita is another. Vinosta lefne kalba. What does that mean? We could give it to your dog. Derebi meir, lerebi Yehuda. Rebi Yehuda holds that Rebi Meir's seer is not usher yet, and therefore you can still give it to your dog. So you could give it to your dog, Rebi Meir, seer, according to Rebi Yehuda. Via ochlo barabayim, and if you eat that, you get malchus on the Rebbe Meir. That's back to Rebbe Meir, who holds that no, this is already chametz. These is already signs of chimutz. That's the explanation of the brisa. And now the Gemara explains. Shamina le Rebbe Meir. So what is Rebbe Meir saying here about si'ur? It's inedible. It started becoming crack. It's a very early stage of the baking process. You can't eat this. So it's nuksha. So what does Rebbe Meir here say though? That nuksha be'eni belav. It's also, you're going to get malchus. Malchus Arboim. So you see, Nuksha is in Isser Da'araisa, the Kal Shekein Chametz Dagan Gamar De Taroves. And surely, if you have real Chametz in a mixture, what is the first Deya, the Shita of Rav? Rav holds that we have a Braisa that says Rabbi Meir holds about Nuksha, that it's Aser without Kares. So surely, Ta'aroves. is going to get a lav. So Rabbi Yehuda Marav holds that which is the more stringent one? Which one would I have said? If I had a choice, nuksha, which is inedible chametz, but it's the real thing. There's nothing else it's mixed in with. Versus ta'arovis. Ta'arovis is real edible chametz that got mixed in with other ingredients. Which is more chamor? Which should be more asur? That's going to be a machlokas amoraim right here. So Rabbi Yehuda Marav holds that talking gomor, de ta'arovis. The mixture is more chamor, and therefore if you have a brisa about nuksha, you know, kol shekein, chametz gomer, ayde tarovis. And now we have the opposite opinion. Rav Nachman Amar. Rav Nachman says, who is the Mishnah like? Who's the authoring the Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer he. Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya the Brisa says, al chametz dogon gomer, al chametz dogon gomer on ishkaris. If you have real chametz, you get an ishkaris. Al eruvo, in a tarovis, bilav. You get a lav. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Vachachamim omrim, al chametz dogon gomer on ishkaris. Al eruvo, below klum. The Chachamim say, for tarovis below klum. What does lo klum say? The Rif and the Rash both say that there's still an issa, you're just not going to get malchus. It's some lower level isser, but it's not a full lav. So you see from Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer is beferish, tarovis is a lav. V'shamin and later Rabbi Eliezer, da'amar, chamitz, dog, and gomar, de tarovis, belav. V'kol shekei nuksha be'enei, and surely nuksha, and surely the inedible chametz, period. The Rishonim, and really the Achronim expand on it, talk about it, it's a very unusual machlokas. Right, they each bring a raya to their opinion, but each raya wouldn't be a raya according to the other opinions, because they each hold of the opposite kol shekein. Like Rabbi Eliezer brings a raya, oh, you see, Rabbi Nachman brings a raya, see Rabbi Eliezer holds it by tarovah, surely nuksha. So the other opinions say, well, I don't hold of that kal vachomer. Right, it's the opposite direction, but it's an amazing that the you have svaros hafuchos in terms of which is more chamer, and you can understand there's a svar in both directions. If you have actual chametz here, even though it's somewhat an edible, or you have real chametz, even though it's mixed in. For Rav Nachman, so each shita though explains itself a little bit. For Rav Nachman, my time alo amar krav Yehuda. Why didn't shita number two say like shita number one? Amar lacha zoma akalakam Rabbi Meir hasam. Where did Rabbi Meir say there in that brayse ela nuksha beine? Maybe he only said it by nuksha, which is the more chamer one according to me. Aval chametz dogon gomor the tarovis lo. Maybe you wouldn't say it by tarovis chametz. For Rabbi Yehuda, my time alo amar krav Nachman. The opposite. Amar lacha akalakam Rabbi Eliezer hasam ela chametz dogon gomor the tarovis. But he wouldn't say it by nuksha, which is ba'en. The Pnei Yeshua is mayor that they both though would be say chayv on sa'or, because not si'or by sa'or, even though it's not edible, because roi l'chameya bo isos acheros, because it can make other, can lead to chimutz, and therefore that itself is a factor that would make it aser. Period. So we have a machlokas in opposite directions. Again, tarovas chametz, keep in mind, is Lamaisa, the basis of many important halachas in Hilchas Pesach in terms of medicines, in terms of shampoos, in terms of, so a lot of that has to do with tarovas chametz in terms of edibility, non-edibility, pills, chewables, right, very Lamaisa questions that come up relating to tarovas chametz. Okay, fourth wide line. Tani Kavasi the Rav Yehuda. There's a brisa that supports Rav Yehuda, the first opinion, who holds the sheet is Rabbi Meir. Why? Where do you see? Komach Metzes lo sochelu. The pasuk says you can't eat chametz. Komach Metzes. Lerabos, that's an extra pasuk. We already know that you can't eat chametz. So what is this including? Lerabos, kutach habav li v'shechar amal de v'chametz odom v'zezo ha-misri. To include all our four items of ta'aroves. Our tarovas chametz. Yocho ye onish karis. You might think there's an onish of karis on tarovas. Tamalomar. Ki kol ochel chametz v'nichrisa. Al chametz dog and gomor onish karis. Vali ruva balab. You see the karis is only put with ochel chametz. Chametz gomor. But the tarovas chametz is with a lav. So, man sham is laid to omar ali ruva balab. Who is the opinion of this brisa that says that on tarovas you get a lav? Rabbi Eliezer he is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Vilu nuksha be'ini loka amar. And you see the nuksha is not there. You see, nuksha's not there. So, it's only tarovish. Shmami, no, nuksha, Rabbi Eliezer, Leslie. So it must be, Rabbi Eliezer does not hold of nuksha. Right, very a little challenging. What he means? He might say it's a kol shekein. Right, the other opinion. But either way, that's the Gemara assumes. Tani kavaz Rabbi Yehuda from this brisa, because tarovish is mentioned. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, eruva balav minale. How does Rabbi Eliezer know that eruv is only balav and not kares? Dechsiv kol machmetzes lo sochelu. Siachi kares nami lechayev. What do you mean? Why don't you say this kares too on tarovas? Talk siv ki kol ochal machmetzes v'nichrusa. Ochal, there's another pasuk, not just kol machmetzes lo sochelu, ki kol ochal machmetzes, same pasuk v'nichrusa. This kares mentioned by tarovas too. Mara says, no, hahumi baile, that pasuk is teaching me not tarovas, but as follows. We had this once before. Look at the Tanya. Ainli elashin is chametz ve'ela. I only know if the chametz becomes chametz through a leavening agent of its own. Mach was davar acher, but if it's a leavening agent, mach was davar acher, some other type of leavening agent, Tosva said, earlier when this came up, use types of wine dregs or something else. How do you know that also causes chimutz binayin tamalomar kol machmetz v'nichrusa? So it's used for that. So the kari does not appear by taroves. So ihachi the lav nami lahachi yudaasa. So maybe the lav also is only coming for nischametz machmas davar acher, not for taroves. So where it says elatayim der belazer mi kol. You're right. Rabbi Eliezer learns tarovas from the extra word kol, kol machmetzes. So asam nami aksiv kol. What do you mean by kari's two extends kol? So again, the Gemara is going back and forth. Whatever your source for tarovas is, it seems like there's a kari's near it. So the Gemara says, no, ahumi baile, that kol is including, l'rabo says hanashim, is coming to include women in the isurim of chametz. Says the Gemara, you need a separate source for that. Nashim mid Rabbi Yehuda Marav nafka. Nashim, you know from Yehuda Marav, the following, Damar Yehuda Marav, the Chintan of the Rabbi Shmuel, something that comes up a few places in Shas, you see on the side. This is the first one. First time this comes up, you see it comes up in six places. Omar Kra, Ish O Isha, Kiyasu, Mikol Chatosa Adam. When a man or a woman does any Avera, right, this is in beginning of Bamidbar in the context of Vidui. Hishva cause of Ishli Ishalachalon Shishabator. When anyone comes to any punishments, men and women are equal. Right? We have one exception to the rule about a Bas Kohen, Besreifa. But otherwise, we have men and women are equal in terms of Averos. Right? The whole heter of Zman Grumas is only by Aseis, not by Los Aseis. So what do you, of course women are included in the Isra of Chametz. So I need a separate pasuk to teach me that. So Itzrich, no. You would have thought that they would be put through here. So you need an extra pasuk. Why? An amazing shaklavataria. Salka daida chamina, I might have said, Ho'il viksiv lo sochal alav chametz. Shivas yamim tochal alav matzos. Since chametz and matzah are put in the same pasuk, we have a hekesh. Kol sheyeshdo v'kumachol matzah. Whoever is included in the mitzvah saseh of matzah, yeshdo v'batachol chametz. They're included in chametz. V'hani nashi, and since these women, conceptually, Ho'il v'lesdo v'kumachol matzah, since they're not included in Achilas Matzah, stage one of our theory, the Havilah Mitzvah Seish Zman Grama, since it's Zman Grama, they're Pater from Matzah, Ema v'altochol chametz nami lesdo. So surely they should also be Pater from chametz. So we have a hekish, that just like they're Pater from Matzah, they're Pater from chametz. Kamash v'lon, we say that they are chayiv in chametz as well. And then the Gemara says, okay, now, once you know they're chayiv in chametz, then we know, as we know Lamaisa, say the following, going in the opposite direction. Vahashta di Israbu Luhuba Baltochal Chametz is Rabbi Namilachidas Matzah. Once you know, it's amazing. The Havamina was that if they're Pater from Matzah, they're Pater from Chametz, Kamash Lon, they're Chayiv and Chametz. But once we know they're Chayiv and Chametz, now we go back and say if they're Chayiv and Chametz, they're also Chayiv and Matzah. Ki Rebbe Eliezer, Dom Rebbe Lazar, Noshim Chayavos Bachidas Matzah, Dvar Torah. As we know, women are obligated in the mitzvahs that say of Matzah. Shene Amar Lo Sochal of Chametz Vahulu, Koshi Yeshta Baltochal Chametz, Yeshno Bachidas Matzah. Since they're included in the Yisur of Chametz, Yeshdan b'kumachol matzah, then they have to eat matzah, period. Stop there for a couple of minutes. There's a lot to talk about here on the top of this Amud. So we start off with Tosfos. So Tosfos says, what kind of havamin is this? You would have thought that just like they're pater from matzah, they're pater from chametz, why would you have said it in that direction? Tamalari, if you know there's a hekish, you should say the opposite. How can you have a havamina that would be makashit lekula? Maybe we should be makashit lechumra. And Tosfos answers, does not reject the havamina. Tosfos says, no, usually the end of the pasuk is explaining the beginning of the pasuk. That's why we would have darshed it. But Tosfos fundamentally seems to hold. We have a principle. We have a darshaning principle called lakula lachumra lachumra makshinan. So there is a big discussion in the Achronim. Rabbi Yosef Engel has this in Asvin Daraisa in Klal Yud Ches. When we have that principle of lakula lachumra lachumra makshinan, is that based on suffik or is that based on vadai? What is that based on? Says the Asvin Daraisa. And he quotes, it's the prima goddam safek. Tahada kaimal al kula lachumra, lachumra makshinan. Hainu rak mi safek? Is that just mi safek? Uke chal safek darais al lachumra. Ava la anosh malkus, omisas bezdin. E efshar la anosh bikoach ze? Do you say you can't give an onish based on the kula lachumra? You don't know which way to be makashit, so you makashit lachumra. Is that based on safek, safek darais al lachumra, and therefore you would never give malkus or in punishment based on it? Or is it no? It's a din vadai. It's a midahi batorah, that this is what you do. So he quotes that there are those that say it's mishum safik, but I'll quote you many, many rayas that it is mitam vadai. Right? That's why he quotes many rayas. But one of the discussions that the Achronim point out is this Tosfos right here. You look at the Tosfos Shantz answers that no, you wouldn't say lechumra makshinon here because there's a chshash of chulum ma'azara. What do you see from that answer of the Shantz? It's not based on something that writes lechumra. You're not sure, so you're machmir. No, it's whatever. If there is a achshash the other way, so then you have to be worried. There's counter pressure. Explains Rav Schechter in Eretz Tzvi on page Resh Mem Gimel that the Shantz holds because right the after what I just said. The Shantz holds that it's based on Savit Arayis al Chumra, and therefore if you have a Chumra the other way, you can't step on the toes of that Chumra. Masha Ekein Tosvis Tosvis to say she mach kibira b'Chumra. Either it's a chumra the other way, it doesn't matter. Lekula, lechumra, lechumra, this is a midahi batorah. You have a hekesh, you have a gzeira shava, you have other types of limudim. You don't look at kula versus chumra. This is a way of darshaning. So too, this is a way of darshaning. Lechumra makshinon. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos is not bothered by the chshash of chulin la'azara. That's an important discussion about midahi batorah. The Baba Kama Daf Gimel also has a Tosfos related to it. That is number one. Number two, next part of Tosfos. Next part of Tosfos. The Od Yesh Lomar. Fourth line, a second answer. Second answer, what's the havamina to darshan that you'd be putter from the women would be pturas from chametz because of the there'd be putter from matzah. The od yesh lomar to hacha yesh lidros yoser heter lenashim. No, there's a greater reason here to darshan a heter for nashim by matzah and then memela to chametz mishum gzeirah shava to tesvav michaga sukkis because we know the comparison to the first out of Pesach, first out of sukkis the havi miftri mi matzah because we know they're putter from sitting in a sukkah. So too, maybe that's why we'd say they're pater from matzah. Kamomi sukkah, the pater lube head yavek ayashan, as we know, they're pater in Mesech HaSukkah, may Allah HaLamosh be Sinai. That's the second part of Tosfos. Also very, very crucial. We would have said, here there's more of a reason that we might have said that they're pater because of the connection between matzah and sukkah. They're pater from sukkah, they'd be pater from matzah as well. So wow, that's amazing. So the Rishonim already discuss why women are obligated to lemaisa in matzah. So Tosfos and Maseches Megillah discusses why do you need a separate pasuk to include women in the mitzvah matzah, why don't you just say, afin ho you boso anes? Famous Tosfos. Here we have Tosfos later on in Arvei Pesachim too, but Tosfos in Arvei Pesachim doesn't have this line that we're about to say. Tosfos there has the same line as Tosfos here. Tosfos here says, we would have thought that they're potter from matzah because of the connection to sukkah. So says Tosfos in Megillah, Dav Dalid, that's exactly the same reason why we wouldn't be able to use afin ho you boso anes. Ask Tosfos, gabi matzah, yesh makshe, lama li akesha, to call yeshno b'bal tochal chametz. Yeshno So Tosfos gives two answers there. They're both crucial. Number one, he says afin hayu only is b'chayvu midrabanan. Right? What's afin hayu? The three places in Shas: Chanukah, right? Lighting the menorah, lighting the Chanukiah, and Dalet Kosos and Megillah. Those are three mitzvahs drabanan. Afin hayu cannot make you chayv in a mitzvah daraisa. Number one. Number two, says Tosfos. Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim tirates the Salka Daitach Lemiftera. No, we wouldn't have said Afin Hoyu because there's a reason to ponder them based on the Gzeira Shava Tesvav Vichagasukis Kidepirashti Kidepirish Beperakela over. I'm sorry, Kidepirish. Like the Gemara says in the Pesachim in our Gemara that we just read that's the Havamina. So Tosfos here says the connection to Sukkis is the Havamina that's why you would have said this drasha. And Tosfos there says that's why you wouldn't say Afin Hoyu Boso Anes. The other answer given is that, you have to limit. What does afin hayu mean? Does it mean that they're protagonists of the story, that they were involved in the story? Right? There are other answers given to this as well. But this is an important Tosfos in Maseches Megillah. There is a fascinating, Very unusual discussion by Shlomo Kluger in one of his shuvas in Aleph Lecha Shlomo. We know the three mitzvahs that I just mentioned where Afin Hayo comes up in Shas, and there are others that are asked by the Rishonim. Matzah is one of them. Sukkah is another one. The Rishonim asks why women aren't obligated in Sukkah because of Afin Hayo. Then we have in the Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran in Maseches Shabbos discuss this. What about Lechem Mishnah? What about Lechem Mishnah? Are women obligated in Lechem Mishnah? So, the Rishonim say, yes, they're obligated in Lechem Mishnah. Either because Rabbeinu Tam holds that women are obligated in Lechem Mishnah because of Afein Hayo Boso Anes. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in the Ran and in the Mordechai in Masechta Shabbos. Afein Hayo, they were included in the Mitzvah of the Mon. And the Ran says, no, you don't need that reason. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Chav says, Kol Sheyeshno. All mitzvahs asay, all asays of Shabbos are compared to the los asays. Just like women are obligated in the los asays of Shabbos, los asal kol malacha, they're included in all the asays of Kiddush and Lechem Mishnah and everything. So they're obligated. So 2 days in the Rishonim, why women are obligated in Lechem Mishnah. Good. The Shlomo Kluger and Alfa Shlomo in Arachayim Kuf Yudalid She'elato Lama Lo Nagu Hanashim Lechem Mishnah. For some reason in his day, women weren't fulfilling Lechem Mishnah. That was the minhag. They were in the kitchen, and when they were doing hamotzi, so that's what he's trying to defend here. And he goes through. He says bishlam agave dalid kosos umagila to ikar mitzvah vilizikar. And he says you can't apply the reason of afin hayu. I don't like that, Rabbeinu Tam, because afin hayu only applies where there is an imminent danger, and Bnei Israel were saved from it. Lechem Mishnah, is that an imminent danger? And it was misukan for the nes. No, it was a zecher to the nes, but there was an imminent danger. We might say parenthetically, yes, there was. If there was no man, there would be imminent danger. They would all die. But either way, that's what Rav Shlomo Kluger says. And then he says, I don't like Rabbeinu Tam Shita because of that. And then he says, I don't like the Ran Shita because Kol Sheyeshno, right, you compare the those days of Shabbos, who says maybe that's only by Kiddush? That's the context of the Gemara. So says Rav Shlomo Kluger, because there's a problem with each of the Shitos, that's where the minhag came from for women not to do Lechem Mishnah. The big problem is that's unbelievable. Everybody says women are obligated for various reasons. So if Shlomo Kluger says, well, each reason has a problem, and therefore you could say none of the reasons apply, nobody says that. Nobody says women are pteros. So that's a very, Rav Yosef has a tshuva about this, Shlomo Kluger and others, but it's a very unusual Shlomo Kluger to suggest that women would be pteros because each of the shitos of the Rishonim has a problem, but so what? Lamaisa, everybody agrees that they are obligated. Amazing. Okay, but that is the second part of Tosfos, that Gzeirah Shava of Tesva Michag HaSukkos when we would have patered. Third part of Tosfos, Yesh Makshim, the fifth skinny line, Lama Nashim Ein Chayav Es Betzitzis. Why aren't women obligated in tzitzis? Why? Hekish. Mishub the koshi yeshna, but levisha shatnis, yeshna, but gidilim. Two psukim, the hekish and parshas kisetse, where tzitzis comes up, you have shatnis and tzitzis next to each other. And we even darshan them in terms of asidocha lo sase. So why don't we say also women? Women should be obligated in tzitzis. But we don't say that. We don't say that. Lepir Shri says, if you say based on the interpretation of the later part of the pasuk and the first half of the pasuk, so he doesn't really give a full answer. Either way, we know the Maisa, though, that women are not obligated in tzitzis, and not only are they not obligated in tzitzis, this is one of the few zman grumas which the Shulchan Aruch advises women not to do. Not to, even though women are encouraged to do all other mitzvahs asay zman grama, sukkah and lulav and others, but when it comes to tzitzis, women are encouraged not to. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Yud Zayin, Nashim v'avadim peturim from tzitzis. Bebreishi mitzvah seishes on grama. Rama mikol makom im rotzim la'atvo harishus biyadan ach mechzi ki yuara v'lochein ein lohen lobo tzitzis hol v'ein achovas gavra pirish in achayav liklos v'chulu. He continues. He says they shouldn't because of yuara. What does yuara mean? It means no women wear tzitzis today. And if a woman wears tzitzis today, she's causing undue attention to herself, and therefore it's mechzik. That's what mechzik yuara means. It means even if you're in a halachic framework, if you are doing something that brings undue attention to yourself, so that is inappropriate, and that's a halachic principle. It's inappropriate. It's not a mitzvah. The first siman in Shulchan Aruch. If you're doing a mitzvah that you have to do, you can't be embarrassed about it. Putting on tefillin. Oh, mechzik yuara. Nobody wears tefillin around here, so I'm not going to wear tefillin. No. If there's a chiyuv to do a mitzvah, then you have to. But here, this it's voluntary. It's voluntary. So whenever something is voluntary, when it's a chumrah, mechzik yuara kicks in, and we have to be careful not to violate. That is a halachic principle. Also related to this, the poskim say, there's a Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. that relates to women wearing tzitzis. That's in Kiseitse, in a different context, not on the tzitzis pasuk, but in Perachav Beis pasuk Hey, Lo Yiyak Li Gever Al Isha Vlo Yibash Gever Simlas Isha, the halachas of Beged Ish and Beged Isha. So the Yonasan ben Uziel on that pasuk says, Beged Ish is tzitzis and tefillin. That has come to be Beged Ish, because women haven't done it for thousands of years, that they shouldn't do it. Lo Yehe Gulyan De Tzitzis Ve Tefillin Dehinun Tikune Gvar Al Ita. And then he quotes the opposite direction as well. That is Yonasan ben Uziel in Dvarim, that part of Beged Ish is tzitzis and tefillin. Okay. Maybe one final point related to this, and then we'll finish up the daf. The Chashuk Echemet, second one of the day, discusses here the following case. Right, we have the comparison between matzah and chametz. Very interesting. The story goes that Baron Rothschild was once speaking to one of the Bava Rebbes, and he showed him that he has a separate house for Pesach. Me'olam lo nichnas b'chametz. Chametz never went in here. Isn't this unbelievable? This is the greatest hiddur mitzvah in the world. And the Rebbe, lo nispal mikach, he wasn't so inspired and shocked by it, and he says, b'derech tzachus. Since this dira never had chametz in it, then mitzvahs matzah lo muderes. The positive is not so muhudar. That's what he said. Right? You need an area of chametz that was cleaned in order to eat matzah. Is he serious? What does that mean? So he goes through whether he was just saying it as a joke or whether he was saying it that is appropriate. And he goes through many sources that there's a great schar to clean your own house for chametz and to sweat when you do it. Shem tarcham lanako is adira shedarba kol hashana yesh lo schar gadol. Ma she'enkeg hashi yesh lo dira miyuchedes lepesach v'sogar es diraso and there's no tircha. Okay, you know, one might say that, well, if you spend a lot of money on the house in the first place, that's also great tircha. Another great tircha to spend the money. And he quotes the Shema Revel Yashiv, Avram Avinu's Vayita Eshel, that he planted all the trees. Why didn't he just buy fruit from the shuk? Aye, because it's the tircha involved. Tircha involved. Okay, either way, this, as I said, there's tircha and there's expenses involved in the other way as well. But either way, that's the story in terms of Achol Matzah and Achol Chametz that was said in a little tongue in cheek manner. Okay, we continue. So we just learned out from this pasuk to include women in the Isser and not Ta'aroves. Women are included in the Isser and they're Chayef Kares by Chametz, but Ta'aroves is only a lav. Umay Chaz is the high caller Abuye Nashim Umafkes Eruvo. Why do we use this call to include women in the lav and Kares and not Ta'aroves? So Ema L'Rabuye Eruva. Maybe it should include Eruvo, Ta'aroves. So Gemara says, no, Mistavra, it makes more sense to include women in Komach. That says, why? Koi ba'ochlin, mar ba'ochlin. The pasuk is formulated in the context of eaters, Komach Metzes, mar ba'ochlin, mar ba'necholin. What, if it's talking about eaters, you include the chefsa of the food? No, we'd rather not do that. So Mazalar Rav Nasa, Navua de Rav Yehuna. One second, whenever the pasuk is talking about eaters, you don't include something about the food itself, Atanya, yes you do. Kikalochel chelev minabei meshayakriv by the isra of eating non-kosher fat. Chelev ainli ela chelev tamimin. I only know the context of the pasuk is by karbanos. The isra is to eat chelev of tamimim sheroyli kari. That's right to be hukrav on the mizbeach. Chelev bali mumin minayin. How do I know to include even chelev of blemished animals? Tamalomar min habehema. Chelev chulin minayin. How do you know even chelev of a chulin animal? Tamalomar kiko. The ha'achen, what's going on here? The kai ba'ochlin, right? It's talking about ochel chelev. It's talking about the eaters. The kamar b'nechalin, and we're including more foods. So the Gemara says, well, hasam delaka ochlin mar b'nechalin, where you don't have any more people to include because they're all included in the pshuto shel pasik. So then you can include nechalin. Hacha tika ochlin lo shavik lul ochlin mar b'nechalin. If you can include ochlin, you'd rather include ochlin more than nechalin. Period. Says the Gemara, last section, V'rabbanan d'leslu hu'erev, the Rabbanan who do not have a pasuk to include the Ta'aroves, kol lo darshi, el nashim inalehu, how do they include nashim? So, kol lo darshi, ki kol darshi, it's an extra word, ki kol they darshin. V'rabba Lazar, says the Gemara, okay, so why don't we say Rabba Lazar, ema kol rabos as a nashim, ki kol rabos as a ruvo, if you're saying ki kol can be darshin separately, so Rabba Lazar again should include Ta'aroves chametz, even in the pasuk that has kares. And if you want to say, no, Rabbi Elazar only darshan's kol, he doesn't darshan ki kol, the Atanya, what about the following brisa? In another context, sa'or baltaktiru. And this is the raisa of bringing a karban mincha with yeast or honey. Yeast, when you're raised up, right? Baal taktira, almost every karban mincha is matzah, one or two exceptions. Ainli ela kulo. I only know that you can't bring it all nischametz. Miksasa minayin, how do I know I can't put a little chametz into it? Tamalo marko. Eruvo minayin, how do I know even if it's misarev? I'm sorry, the first one, miksas, so even just part of it. Tamalam Kol. Eruva, how do you know if just a mixture? Tamalam Kiko. So Manchamas laid the Darish Kol, Rabbi Eliezer, because Darish Kiko. So you see, Rabbi Eliezer must be the author of this price. Then he dashes even Kiko, Kasha, so it is a question. Not a bomb Kasha. We know the Rashbam and Baba Basra teaches us that whenever it says the word Kasha, it means that there is an answer out there. You just got to think about it. Tiyufta is a very strong, probably unanswerable question. So that really knocks out the Shita. But Kasha is a question. So he says for some reason he doesn't use this kiko, but not a killer question. The Klal Yakar notes, we mentioned this in a parsha here a couple of years ago, the isser of bringing sa'or and dvash on the mizbeach is because sa'or symbolizes the sa'or shebi'isa. And that's inappropriate to bring in the base of Mikdash. The Dva symbolizes the Gashmias and the sweets. So that's why. The only context where you can bring those is, right, by the Shnei HaLechem on Shavuos, because that's connected to Torah. And when everything is in the context of Torah, so then we can have a little gaiva in Torah, be a little proud in Torah. Not proud, obviously, personal feelings, but in terms of being strong in our Talmud Torah. So the Klal Yakar there, in the beginning of Vayikra, discusses this Isser and talks about why there are one or two exceptions, but generally there are no exceptions. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow's daf. Baruch Hashem will be up from the last cycle, and Baruch Hashem will continue next time.